Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I got a show for you, and I don't even like calling it a show. I'm a preacher. I'm a proclaimer. It's my job to promulgate the gospel of Jesus Christ, to wake up the American people. So putting that all into perspective, folks, I have a story by a woman named Victoria McCasey. And I was in Michigan, Hastings, Michigan, 2.5 weeks ago. If it was that long ago. And I was giving my short presentation, just shooting from the hip, letting the Holy Ghost lead the way, Romans 8:14. And all of a sudden there was a woman in there, and she raised her hand, and her name was Victoria. And she said, I find that a lot of people are willing to only go so far, but there's not very many people that are willing to actually go through with it. And she began to tell me her story. And as she began to tell me her story, it was like, you've got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me. And I cannot tell you how many times I have told those around my circle, you know, I'm a companion of all them that fear the Lord, of them that keep thy precepts, how I don't believe that there's much that would surprise me anymore concerning the corruption within the United States of America. Is it a wound incurable? I don't know, as Jeremiah talked about. I have hope, I know that, and that is the gospel of Jesus Christ. But the bottom line is this, friends. When I heard this, it so disturbed me. I said to Victoria, I have to get you on the radio. It's that important that I get you on the radio. Now, let me put this up next to a guest that I had on probably 2 months ago named Michael Bambus. Michael Bambus is an individual that I met in another part of Michigan while doing events out there. And I was the main speaker. And then Michael wanted to share a couple words after I got done. And when he started to speak, I said to myself, Michael, you should have been the main speaker here. Because this information is so pertinent to what's going on. What is Michael Bambus doing? Michael Bambus is an individual out of Michigan that is suing the governor. And if I'm wrong in any sense of the word, I will stand corrected. But I believe that he's suing the governor for illegally and unconstitutionally shutting down businesses in the state of Michigan. Now, if you remember right, Michael jumped on the radio and he told us a story the way Victoria is going to tell us her story, which is a different branch off of this corrupt system of government, namely in the state of Michigan, which this is broad. This is out there across the United States. It's not just exclusively Michigan, but I'll let her tell her story as to what is taking place in Michigan. But Michael Bambus, if you remember right, friends, told us that he was going after the governor. He went through the court process. He began to understand more and more. And then a judge blurted the truth out in his confusion and gave him the key to get inside so he can actually prosecute that of Governor Whitmer in the state of Michigan. Now, if you remember right as well, friends, he also told us that he went through the process and he cross-checked it with the state and with his local sheriff. And they all said everything that you're doing is totally legal. The process you're going through, line upon line, precept upon precept, has all been done right. And then once he got done and ready to hand deliver the papers to the governor, he called the same sheriff and he said, the sheriff's department, now listen, since I have everything set up the right way, what I'd like to do now is when she goes out publicly and speaks, I'd like to hand deliver her the court papers, how she's going to be sued by Michael Bambus. And this is what kind of took everybody back, but it didn't come as a surprise because we've seen it over and over and over again in this country. All of a sudden, Michael Bambus said that the local sheriff said, he said, if you do that, we will deem it as a threat and you will be shot. So what we see is we see a system of corruption protecting itself from the very laws that they're supposed to uphold. And what is the message that they want to send to we the people? You will suffer our abuses, and if you don't, this is what we're going to do to you. That's exactly what's happening. They want to send the message, friends, and I've highlighted this over and over and over again. Remember just on Saturday I did a show highlighting the fact that now the government is called upon. It's being called upon, namely Joe Biden. The teachers are begging Joe Biden to basically stop these parents from coming in and protesting us, when in fact, those school board members, those city board members, let's go to in particular the school board members, are advocating child pornography. They're changing the science books every 3 to 7 years. They're trying to groom them at every given step. And how dare, this is the message of corruption in government, how dare you stand up against our corruptions when we're trying to make a prey out of your children? It's the same all across the board. And the American people better understand the definition of despotism, because that's exactly what you're dealing with. Tyranny, where you have a government that does not want to be ruled by God. It doesn't want to be ruled by constitutional law. It wants to rule as a law unto themselves. Look, they're called demigods. The definition, tyranny. Now, folks, again, let me tee this up. We got Victoria coming up on the other side of the show. I've already got her up online here. And I'm going to have her tell her story. And again, this is one of those, this is going to enrage you concerning the corruption. Now coming from the prosecutors, the judges, the governors, the attorney generals. Folks, it is so deep that it stinks to high heaven. And the only ones that are going to bring this to correction are the American people, who are called by God, under God, to be the law. And if you look at the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, that which precedes the U.S. Constitution, you will find out again, friends, as you well know, you are the law, they work for you, you do not work for them, and we need to set the record straight. So I want you to hang on. I want you to put your seatbelt on if you're listening to us in one of the 154 cities now concerning what's going on in the United States of America. And what they're doing, friends, is they're making a prey of the elderly. And they're stealing them away. This is in part as to what Victoria is going to be talking about. And then she's going to tell you her story and then bring about the correlation. But, oh, my goodness, friends, when I met Victoria in Hastings, Michigan, I kept asking her more questions and more questions and more questions and more questions and then more questions and then more questions, because this is just the unthinkable, to say the least, on so many fronts. Folks, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check us out on social media platforms. Some of our social media platforms are down today, as many of you know. Go over to beforeitsnews.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. If you want to call in, all right, we'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. This is the radio show that understands that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. This is the radio show, though we use the law in exposing the crimes, Romans 3:20, we also bring about the Lord's resolve. And it's called justice, friends. Isaiah 51 verse 4, Isaiah 26 verse 9, going backwards. And keep in mind what it says on the Supreme Court building, friends, on the back of it. It says, under Moses holding the Ten Commandments, justice, the guardian of liberty, and justice is what we need. Without further ado, friends, we're going to pull up Victoria McCassie. And welcome to the show, Victoria. I appreciate you jumping on.
Thank you for having me.
Well, how couldn't I have you, especially after what you exposed me to when I was actually over there in Hastings, Michigan. I kind of teed it up just a little bit, Victoria, during the first segment, but I do want, if you wouldn't mind, if you would take the time to go ahead and introduce yourself to our listenership and our viewership right now, so people can get to know you just a little bit before we get into the topic.
Absolutely. My name is Victoria McCassie, and I live in Fenton, Michigan.
There's a bad, there seems to be, Victoria, there seems to be a bad connection going on there. Can you turn the radio off if that's what you have on in the background, because there's some feedback coming through?
I have no radio on.
Oh, okay. It's just a real bad connection. GCN, is that her connection? Are you on a cell phone, Victoria?
Yes, I am.
Okay, now, you sound a little bit better. Let's see if we can go a little bit further than what we just did. Go ahead, please.
Okay. I have a Christmas. It's still echoing. What's that? Can you take it off?
Yeah, it's a really bad. Yeah, it's a real bad connection. Can you call in on a different phone number, please, Victoria? It's a real bad connection. Folks, I do want to say this. First of all, sorry about that. There is technical issues going on all across the web. I don't know if people are aware of this or not. Facebook's completely down. Other outlets are completely down. In the meantime, I'll do my best to kind of fill in the gap here. We'll wait for Victoria to give us a call back and hopefully on a better connection here. But if you're not aware of, this is in part what we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes. There's something called the Guardians documentary. And you know what? What I'm going to do is I see it pulled up right in front of me, and I'm going to go ahead and pull this up so you can see for yourself as to the craziness going on here and how they're making a prey out of the elderly. Let me go ahead and show this to you. Again, be ready to be outraged because it's just that, friends.
You are considering retiring here, and you're an elderly, wealthy person. Think twice.
I spoke to my mom on Thursday, and she was fine. I called her on Friday, and there was nobody picking up. Somebody took my parents.
It's not supposed to happen in America.
I was fighting them back, and he was fighting me.
They grabbed me, and they kept telling me, you'll love it there.
I asked them where I was. You're on the sixth floor in the psych ward.
People go in. Corpses come out.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and appoint your guardian today.
A guardian is appointed through the courts to have authority over someone's life.
You turn over immediately your bank account, checking account, savings account.
They're using senior citizens as the key to the money.
We have nothing left.
There are relationships between the doctors, the lawyers, the private guardian industry.
This is so offensive, folks.
Facing an incorrect diagnosis by an unqualified person.
They were trying to convince us nothing to see here. I mean, that raises red flags for any investigative journalist.
Got to keep the light shining on the people that are being taken.
I cannot do this. I cannot let these people get away with everything.
It needs a master investigation.
Yeah, there it is, friends. So if you get some time, go ahead and check out that documentary. We got Victoria back up on the line. Do we got a better connection there, Victoria?
I hope so. Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you, but it's still coming through, Victoria. It's pretty bad, and I can't carry this over. If there's a different way or a different place that you can go to, I'll keep talking until I get that connection, if you don't mind. We still have about...
Sure.
Okay, I appreciate it. I totally appreciate it. Okay, so folks, you see what's going on here. What they're doing is they're stealing people away from their families. And I'm talking about the Guardians right now. I just played the trailer for you. And people that are looking forward to retirement, they're moving to Las Vegas. They move into Las Vegas, and then all of a sudden, friends, before you know it, they disappear. And 6 weeks later, the children of the elderly that disappeared get a letter in the mail from an attorney who talked about how they have now taken over the lives of their parents without the consent of the families. They're laying for the elderly, friend, for the very purpose of stealing away their wealth, using unqualified people in the process. You just seen during the documentary how the lawyers and the judges and these other organizations, agencies that have been set up are using the unqualified to appoint over the elderly as to what they're going to do, how they're going to do it, so on and so forth. It's so, to me, so offensive. We'll try this one more time. I got Victoria back up on the line. Victoria, are you with me? Are you tracking with what I'm doing here on the radio right now concerning the Guardians?
Oh, I'm very familiar with the Guardians and the whole, yes, I am.
Okay, you sound like you're doing a little bit better. Can you go ahead and introduce yourself, and let's do it this time, Victoria?
All righty. Yeah, all right. Thanks, Bradley, for having me on. My name is Victoria McCasey. I am currently a resident in Genesee County in Michigan. I and my life partner of 35 years, we together had a Christmas tree farm. And back in 2016, he passed away. Now, I'm not going to really get into a lot of my personal tale. We can maybe do that another time. I think it's very important for people to understand that when he passed away, I couldn't find the will right away. And so I ended up asking his cousin, Sheila McCoy, to come on board. She was a probate attorney. And not only that, he was very close with her and wanted her to handle the estate. Well, she came on board, and the brother immediately signed off, and then the two nieces from a sister of his that she had died, so she was deceased, but her two daughters first said when they found out that he had died that they wanted me to have everything, and that was great. And then once we sent out the paperwork letting everybody know that it was a $2 million estate, then everything changed.
Yep.
Immediately the girls wanted to come in, take everything, and push me out with nothing. And I had just been with him for so long. We were not married. He had his home. I had mine. But we felt that, you know, we shared our lives together. Now, what was his was mine, and what was mine was his.
Right.
And he helped me raise my son. So we never did get married because I was married once, and he was married once, and it didn't seem to work out. And it goes against my Christian beliefs to remarry again. So we just dated, and we got married underneath one of our Christmas trees on the back of the property between he, myself, and God. So we felt committed. And so we've been through good, bad, and no matter what, we stuck together. So when he passed away and the girls came in, I was shocked and ended up being very upset for the fact that they went and hired a attorney from Southfield. His name is Moshe Newman. And Moshe Newman was connected with my neighbors, and that's part of another story. But he came in, and he went into court, and he wrote all these horrendous things, or had my neighbors write all these horrendous things about Conrad and I, and then filed it. And I was totally confused by why they were doing that. Well, it ended up that when I got into probate court in Oakland County, the puzzle started coming together. Number one, when you go in there, you're thinking to yourself, because you've been brainwashed, to think that the judges are the almighty. They're the smart ones. They've had many years of knowledge. They're qualified to sit on the bench and be impartial, listen to both sides of the story, and read the file, and then make a sound decision.
Yeah, that is their duty. That's right.
That's right. And they have canons that that are actually carved in every court across the land that they are to follow. Well, when I got in there, I found out that that wasn't true at all, that they wouldn't even let me speak. They didn't want me to bring in anything to defend myself. The attorney that the court appointed over the estate, because we hadn't found the will yet, his name was Thomas Brandon Frazier. And Thomas Brandon Frazier was appointed by Jennifer Callahan. And Jennifer Callahan had only been on the bench maybe, I think at that time, maybe 2 years. But she had been an attorney and had been doing the guardian thing. So,
hey, Victoria, I got a hard break coming up. It's about 3 minutes roll over, and we'll come right back on the other side. Folks, we're talking to Victoria McCassie, and she is sharing her story with us. And, folks, just hang on a second. It gets a lot better in the sense of how outraged you're going to be after you hear what she has to say. Sons of Liberty Radio. Radio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Be right back.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. The Supreme Court on Monday vacated a lower court ruling prohibiting the federal government from diverting funds from the military to construct the U.S.-Mexico border wall, sending the case back to the lower court for review. President Joe Biden, when he took office, canceled the Trump-era emergency declaration and returned the unspent funds to the Pentagon. Fox News contributor Tammy Bruce discussed Democratic infighting over Biden's spending plan Monday. She believes much of what is in the $3.5 trillion spending bill is sold in terms that the public likes and not for what it really is.
The infrastructure. We talk about infrastructure bills. Well, we really care about infrastructure, but not that's not what they're actually selling right now. This is why we care about it, so they use that phrasing. And in the meantime, tree equity is not infrastructure. The ports are...
This is USA Radio News. A vague answer to a pressing question. Chris Barnes reports.
Many Americans wondering if it's going to be safe to get together with family and friends for the upcoming holiday season. The foremost infectious disease expert in America, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says...
It's just too soon to tell. We've just got to concentrating on continuing to get those numbers down.
Fauci's saying on CBS's Face the Nation, that means concentrating as well on getting those not vaccinated yet to get the shots. In the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former Representative Todd Akin, the conservative Missouri Republican, has died. He was 74. Akin had cancer for several years. His son Perry said in a statement, he died late Sunday at his home in Wildwood, a St. Louis suburb. Akin represented a Republican-leaning eastern Missouri district that included St. Louis area suburbs for 12 years, giving up a safe seat to run for the U.S. Senate in 2012. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, I just want to say this before we pull up Victoria McCasey back up online with us here. You know what, folks? This is all suggestive. I'm not asking for Anthony Fauci's permission to get together and have Christmas. I just want to make sure everybody understands he's already been busted as a liar over and over and over again by tens of thousands of doctors on this planet that are being censored by this government through the guise of 230, which is supposed to stop pornography, not to aim it at their political opposition. So I just want to make clear, we're not asking those that work for us what we can do and what we can't do, as long as it's right under God. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, said Charles D. Montesquieu. So the bottom line is, friends, don't listen to this. This is propaganda. And it shows you exactly what it's all about. They want more control over your lives, and it's not theirs to take or have concerning taking away our rights or to take control and assume authority that's never been given unto them. We better understand where we came from, because if we don't, folks, we're going to go right back to where we came from before our forefathers, and we don't want to do that. Check out Deuteronomy 28, verse 68 when you get a moment. Now let's get back to our friend Victoria McCasey out of Michigan, and if you want to go ahead and pick up Victoria where you left off, I'm all ears, and I know everybody else is as well.
Oh, great. Well, thank you. And I wanted to agree with you. That is ridiculous what they're trying to push the narrative now for the holidays.
Yeah.
It's absurd.
Yep.
Anyhow, I just wanted to go on and tell you that I was taken back when I got into the court, and I found out that the judge sitting on the bench was absolutely involved with the attorney that she had assigned over our estate. And it just got worse from there. We found out later that that all these people that I'm going to be talking about have one way or another been to school together, been married to one another, worked for one another. It's cronyism at its finest.
Yep.
And it starts from the judge, and it really goes all the way to into Lansing, Michigan, to the Capitol, to the legislatures, to the House reps. It goes to the governor, the attorney general, the Supreme Court, and all the courts in Michigan. And I have to tell you, Michigan happens to be one of the most corrupt states in the United States.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, Victoria, because I was just going to bring that up. Now, listen, I've been in California. I've been to Colorado just over the last year, and everybody thinks, like, you know, those are really bad states there. They are. But the fact of the matter is I spend more time in Michigan than I do in my own state. And the reason that is because people are looking for outside help to begin to deal with corruption within your state. So, but I also see on the other side a lot of people that are willing to take it in, per se. You now, Mike Bambus, others are going to get more involved as to what's taking place here. So I do have hope in the fact that God is raising up people that are absolutely resolved and resolute, and they are going to deal with corruption at all costs. And you, ma'am, just happen to be one of those. So therein lies the hope. With the truth that's been given unto us, there's the hope. So I appreciate you, Victoria, and I really do want you to name names if need be throughout this conversation, but I also have to tell you we have about 9 minutes left with our time together. So if you can nail as much as you can as to what it is that you've endured, and I would like also, if you wouldn't mind, to tap into what's this guardian scenario situation going on in that of Las Vegas as well, if you don't mind. So I'm going to sit back and I'm going to let you take over, ma'am.
Okay, well, I'll tell you, Bradley, next time if you'll have me on, I'll bring Rick Black on. And he's one of the guys that was in that video from Las Vegas.
Okay.
He would be wonderful in explaining a lot of this about the guardian. I don't have anybody in guardianship, but most of the people that I do court watching with and for are for the guardians. And here's the name of the game. When you live in Oakland County, it's one of the richest counties in the world. We have the big three that started, and a lot of people are up in that age bracket where they're retiring, and they made all the gravy money back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And so these attorneys and these big law firms that keep holding these dinners, and they ask you to please come in, and we'll get you situated and we'll get your retirement fixed up so when you retire, you'll have everything that you need.
Huh.
Don't go to those. Please don't, because the minute they get your name, they have a system called NexusLexis, and they run your name through there, and they know exactly everything you own, everything you've ever bought, every home you've ever owned, any car. How many kids you have, where you sent them to college, they know everything about you. And you go on a list. And when you get to a certain age, they begin to check on you to make sure where the family is in that, because they will come and knock on your door, and they will get a order, or they say they got an order from the judge, to order you to go to the doctor's, even though if you don't have to go, it's an order, and then they force you to get in the car, and they take you to the court, and they put you in guardianship. And once those people get their hands on you, forget it. You're never, ever going to be released. And it's a win-win situation for the court, because now they've got your parent or your loved one. Doesn't have to be an elderly person. It's anybody with a purse string. Anybody. And they have them, and now you don't know where your parent is. You go to their house, they're not there, you're desperate, you're beside yourself, you're calling around to all the hospitals, you're calling the police, and they're all in cahoots together. The prosecutor, the sheriff, the police, the hospitals, nursing homes, Medicare, Medicaid, social services. many, many other Social Security. They're all in line together because they're all going to get a payout. So finally, eventually, when you do track down your loved one, you're going to run, and you're going to get one of those attorneys that happen to be crooked. I call them the co-conspirators. And they're going to tell you that they need a $20,000 retainer because it's very expensive to go into litigation in probate court. They don't allow to have, or they should, but they don't want you to have any a trial with a jury. They want the judge to be the jury. Of course they do.
Yep.
And so they absolutely get these other attorneys involved, and they end up taking guardianship of your loved one. And then when they see if you're not on the ball and don't understand how this all works, then they will take you for a long, long ride. And the bottom line to all this is that you have no standing with your parents. I've even seen wives who've been married 50 years to their loved one, and all of a sudden when they go to court because they want that $1 million estate or $2 million or however much, they find a way to give the court and the co-conspirators their attorneys that they've appointed over your loved one more standing than anybody, and they end up with everything.
Is that under the guise of their fees? Is that what that is? Is that what they're hiding behind right there, Victoria?
Well, they try to use the fees, but like in my case, I have a Christmas tree farm, and there was a lot of trees in that they sold off, and I've never seen them ever put in the accounting. If you have any IRAs, any retirement funds, they will cash them in, liquidate them, and then slowly pocket the money.
And this is a usurpation of the kids, of the parents?
Oh, yes.
That are stolen away.
Yes.
How do the kids get involved and put a stop to this and prosecute these people for what they're doing? How are they circumventing that? I'm curious.
Well, they can't go anywhere. Where are you going to go? Like the guy told me when I stood there, Mr. Frazier, where are you going to go, Victoria? Who's going to help you?
In court.
I said, well, in court, everybody is in cahoots. When you get into court, you're not going to be able to get anything on the record. Oh, and they love backroom deals.
Huh.
I was a problem for them because I would not do a backroom deal. I told the judge, you got to be out of your mind. Do you think I'm going to go back there and let them coerce me into something that I don't want to do? I want everything on the record because when this all begins to fall, I'm going to take you all down.
Ooh.
I'm not stupid.
Wait, man. Hey, Victoria, I do have to ask this. So let's go back to that statement that was made. You have no place to go, Victoria. Who said that to you?
Mr. Thomas Brandon Frazier. He's the attorney. Matter of fact, he even stood there and told me, you're looking at the new Conrad Rader. And I'm like, what? I was shocked when he told me that. Because that's right. I am jumping into his shoes.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take everything and treat it as mine, because it is mine, Victoria.
Interesting.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
They absolutely want to take you down. They will try to make things up about you.
Yep, of course.
They will follow you. I have people right now that come drive around my driveway looking, because I just filed the will on Friday. So it'll be really exciting to see what's going to happen. And I am going to be going to court on the 15th of October at 1:30 before Judge Callahan. Now, Judge Callahan also has Aretha Franklin's family, and I've talked with them and their kids as well.
Okay.
And these people here in court, and also Jennifer Callahan, has an FBI husband in Detroit. So they're well-insulated, well-protected.
Yep. Victoria, I got a hard break coming up, but can I pull you over on the other side just for a couple more minutes? Because this is starting.
Absolutely.
Okay, this is fantastic, folks, in the sense of the information that we need, folks. Luke 11:52 tells us what? Whoa, it's a curse unto you lawyers, for you have taken away away the key of knowledge. You entered not into yourselves, and them that were entering in, you hindered. Keep in mind, woe is a curse upon the heads of people that we're highlighting even now. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bob the Plumber from IMTV. We've been working with Bradley Dean, done several shows with him, and I really love Bradley. What I love most about him is his knowledge of Scripture. I even asked him a question live on the air one time that would have embarrassed 99% of all people. Bradley knew immediately the answer.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I'm just thinking about Ecclesiastes 8:11. It's the first thing that the Holy Ghost just popped up. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully in set in them to do evil. But what they don't understand is you reap what you sow. Galatians 6:7. And then I think of Isaiah 3:11, where it says this: listen careful, wicked ones. And who are the wicked ones? Those that know to do right but choose not to do so. Which, by the way, reminds me of Psalm 50, where he said, consider this, you that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. These men that we're highlighting right now, and these women, these wicked individuals, are playing with not only their eternity, but they're also playing, in fact, friends, with that which is temporal right now. This is the testing ground. But it tells us in Isaiah 3:11, it says, woe to the wicked. There's that word woe again. Unto the wicked, it shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hands shall be given him. And I just want to encourage you, Victoria. The word perseverance comes to my aid. Webster's 1828. And what it means is a continuance in a state of grace until preceded by a state of glory. I think what happens is too many times, Victoria, people get into the court system, they have the opportunity to prove the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. And what happens is they go through the trials and the tribulations, they feel a little fire, and what they do is they retreat rather than go through with it to see that God's judgments will fall upon the heads of the wicked. But the Lord needs people to see it through. I want to encourage you. I admire what you're doing. Same thing with Mike Bambus out there. And I believe that what we're doing right now is garnering support for the likes of yourself and Mike. I want to be a part of the answer here, too. And I've been doing it for 23 years. But I got to tell you, when I heard your story, I got to say, it captivated me. It so bothered me. I thought about it for days after. And I kept going through it and through it, the things that you told me. And I do want to have you on again. But what I'm going to do here is, if there's anything you want to share with 153 cities or 53 countries, I'm going to give you two more minutes, and I want you to go ahead and share away. And then I want to do a little bit of an encouraging run for the viewers here and the listeners here. I want to show people what happened to some people that have been found out for their crimes concerning what they're doing to yourself and what they have been doing concerning these Nevada guardians that have been found out, because justice is beginning to fall upon their heads. So I'll give you the last 2 minutes, Victoria.
Thank you. Well, in Las Vegas, let me tell you, to date, no judges or attorneys have been prosecuted. They do prosecute the people that are over the nursing home.
Exactly. Yep.
They do not prosecute their own. Okay, I would like to share with your listeners, if they're really interested in this, you've got to witness this yourself. And so I'm going to invite you to my court case on October 15th, 1:30 p.m. Detroit time, before Judge Jennifer Callahan. And you could do it by Zoom, and I'll give you the number. It would be 248-858-0240. And then the prompt will come on, and they'll ask for an ID number, and you can give them the 646-876-29923. And I invite you to come personally. I have, since I had met you, Bradley, I did get in contact with Mike. And Mike is going to be speaking on my behalf. And a lot of people don't understand this, but I'll explain it quickly. I have a thing called dyslexia. I've had it since I was a kid. And I have the ability of maybe reading and spelling to a first grade level. And most people, it's probably hindered, but I had really great parents, and I've had a lot of good breaks along the way. But these people in court have tried to use that disability against me, and they've tried to pull all kinds of trickery and make it very hard for me. And that makes me, and I think that's why God chose me, that makes me more determined to turn around and go back in there.
Amen.
And I'm not going to give up. And even if I don't get my estate, I'm still going to go ahead and fight for other families. Because it's not about the money now. It's the principle. And we want our courts back. And the only way we're going to get our country turned around, folks, is if we get the courts turned around. Because all those people in Congress that are stealing our rights away are all attorneys. We've got to stop voting for attorneys. We've got to start putting like-minded people in these positions,
yeah,
like you and myself.
We should put veterans in there that have been in war into those positions that have nothing to gain but more freedom. And that's where I've always laid. Those are the kind of guys that need to be there representative positions, no doubt. Yes.
I agree. So everybody come watch on the 15th, and you'll see Mike in action, and you'll watch me. I'm hoping that they'll admit the will. They're trying to pass the accounting,
yep,
and they want to pay two nieces out a lot of money that don't deserve it. But come watch.
Can you give us that?
Don't take my word for it.
Victoria, give us that phone number one more time, please.
Sure, absolutely. It's 248-858-0240, and then a prompt will come on, and then you can give them, it's 646-876-9923.
Okay. Okay. I got it, and I'm going to do my best to be there. And I am curious as to how this is all going to transpire. I'm very happy that I was instrumental in actually connecting you with Michael Bambus. And by the way, I do believe that was the Holy Ghost. I believe that was our connection right there due to the turnout. And so I'm very happy about it. And Victoria, how about we do this? How about in the up and coming weeks, let's get you back on to kind of give everybody an update as to what's going on, because this really involves each and every one of us in so many different ways.
Oh, it does. And, you know, the story goes on. There's so much detail and so hard to tell it in a matter of 40 minutes. But we could maybe get together and have segments of maybe once a month as the story continues.
Well, let's, you know what? Justice guards our liberties. And as long as we can do that, I am all game. For the sake of time, Victoria, I need to jump. I totally appreciate you. Folks, we have Victoria McCasey online right now, and we totally appreciate your time, Victoria. And we will stay connected as things roll out here. And hopefully we'll see you soon enough, ma'am.
Thank you. And pray for me. Everybody, pray for me.
Amen. We'll do that, Victoria, and I totally appreciate it. Folks, I want to jump over here because, again, we're talking about justice guards our liberties. I want you to see this firsthand. I have not had time to watch it, but I did go searching for justice here, and let's see how this all transpires, because one of these guardians has been sentenced to up to 40 years. Let's see how this goes.
Cases of elder exploitation in Nevada history. It is a case that 13 investigators have been following now for years. And 13 Action News reporter Tom George was there as the defendants heard their fate, as well as the emotional reaction from their victims.
Isolation, theft, entire life savings depleted. Abuse is so horrific, it's gained national attention, making Southern Nevada one of the worst examples in the country of how seniors can be treated. Our investigations are driving changes in the guardianship law, and today, a judge echoed that in a hefty sentence.
April Fox is a predator of the worst kind.
One after another.
I still have nightmares about what happened. I endured more than grief.
Victims and families destroyed by April Parks sharing their stories.
Everything had been taken away. I was stripped of everything.
Yep. Just a few of the hundreds of cases
where
Parks and her associates were court-appointed as guardians. Like Rennie and Rudy North, forced into assisted living as Parks drained their bank accounts, isolating them from their daughter Julie.
I couldn't wrap my mind around the evilness of her soul. I've never experienced such a cold-hearted person in my life.
Rennie now has cancer and was too sick for court today, but Rudy was there, saying he's lucky he made it out alive when he says many others died under Parks' watch before this day came.
I once questioned her, the defendant, about how she felt about these deaths that she's accelerated. And you know what her answer was? You're born with an expiration date.
The most shocking revelation, multiple urns found in a storage locker containing the ashes of some former clients. Parks defending herself, saying through it all, her heart was in the right place.
Things could have been done better.
And sick jokers, folks. These are the type of people that you see during the Nuremberg trials in 45. After they committed the crimes. Prevention is better than cure, friends.
But the judge didn't buy it and had a brutally honest message for Parks before doling out her sentence.
I cannot fathom how you think that the actions that occurred at the hands of you did not intend to bring any harm to anyone. These people that have scotch taped their shoes together, these people that are being charged for getting Christmas gifts, these people that don't have food to eat, how is that not bringing harm to this?
In the end, Parks received the maximum of 16 to 40 years, something victims' families say sends an important message.
Folks, let's keep in mind, just as something Victoria highlighted, the judges weren't prosecuted, the attorneys weren't prosecuted. No, what she is here is a fall person. But again, I want you to keep in mind, this is the kind of stuff that's poking its head out all across the country. And keep in mind, the reason we keep beating this drum concerning justice guards our liberty, it's because of the very heart and character of God. Read Jeremiah 9:24 when you get a moment, Psalm 97. And folks, we need to wake up to what's going on. By the way, all God's giants have been weak men who did great things for God because they reckoned on God being with them. Amen. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
I Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.